If you're a parent, you can do all you can every day.
That's the gig.
To be the best mom and the best dad you can be. And we know there is no perfect parent.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there are things you know you should avoid doing raising your kids. Ways we raise our kids. Mm-hmm. And luckily, Tommy, in front of us, we have some parenting experts who are going to tell us what we should and shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
And unfortunately,
it seems
no matter what you're doing, you suck.
Y'all suck.
You suck so hard and so long.
Man, what would you call that?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
I have in front of us an article.
Where you go?
The headline? These parenting styles are total red flags.
Oh.
So this article talked to a bunch of parenting experts about how some of the ways folks are raising kids could actually be ruining our children.
Because you're kind of candy-assing it.
Well, it runs a gamut.
All right.
For example, the first red flag they call dismissive parenting.
Mm.
Whatever your kid is doing or going through, not that big a deal. Downplaying their emotions or accomplishments. You know, I had to do that as a kid. It's totally fine. Shut up. That's already expected of you. You shouldn't be celebrating it.
All right.
Dismissive parenting. Another red flag they bring up. What they call permissive parenting. Letting your kid get away with stuff they shouldn't. They also call it gentle parenting.
Right, soft parent.
Lack of boundaries, right?
Yeah.
And the idea behind gentle parenting
is
giving kids the ability to express themselves.
Mm, to think for themselves.
But these parenting experts say that goes too far and it keeps the kids from establishing boundaries. So those are bad.
All right.
But we're not done. Because they go on.
Damn.
They say tiger parenting is a red flag.
So that was that book that came out years ago, right? Tiger Mom?
Tiger Mom, yes. We're all familiar with this one.
Yeah, it was like that Chinese woman that came here and was really tough on her kids.
You got it.
And that's kind of like the Chinese way, though.
Based on this one woman.
Well,
pushing your kids really hard.
Yeah.
Holding your kids to impossibly high standards.
It's always like a boot camp.
Yes. It sucks their childhood away. Right? By the way, there's more. They get into helicopter parenting. We all know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Overly involved in every aspect of your kid's life. Still
almost,
more.
Yeah, you almost like prevent them from failing.
You got
it. There
mm-hmm.
for everything.
They say another red flag, authoritarian parenting.
Well, that's okay.
Shaming your kids for all they do wrong. Instead of focusing on correcting the issue, you yell at them, and it keeps going on from there are more and more and more and more. But as you read the article with these parenting experts, one thing becomes very clear.
What's that?
Whatever you are doing to raise your kid, you are doing it wrong.
Yeah, because you're one of these.
Yes. Pretty much every parenting style you can think of is named as a red flag, according to these parenting experts, which is not ideal if you are looking for guidance in raising a healthy, well-adjusted
child. Okay. All right.
Well, I always kind of thought, just based on what I have observed of my friends, especially when they are expecting their first, like they have an idea of the way they want a parent, and it may be one of those styles. It just may be like advice that they've had, but like, we're going to do this, this, this. They have a plan for everything. And then like they slowly abandon that parenting style as time goes on.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't even think people were that committed to one of those styles of parenting. It's pretty rare where I can point to a parent and be like, that's the way they parent for everything in their life.
Because you get knocked off your blocks right out of the gate.
You nailed it.
With that plan.
Yeah.
You nailed it. I mean, any parent listening knows. Mike Tyson had a famous quote. Everybody's got a plan until they got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, and I'll say this. I am included in this. There is no one more arrogant than a couple that is 8 months pregnant.
Mm.
For their first kid, yeah.
Yes, yes. You know exactly how you're going to raise them. You know exactly how they're going to turn out. You know you are not going to make the mistakes that your parents did.
Yeah.
You're looking around at the way other people are raising their kids in public. For shame. For shame. How could you?
They did it wrong.
And then 2.5 years, this is my brother to a T, man. My brother used to silently judge the way that I would raise my girls.
Yeah.
And I could hear him whispering behind my back. And there would even be times where he's like, hey, man, be cool. And now he's got two daughters of his own, and his youngest is adorable, and she's the best, and she is a handful, and she is giving it to him. And I get to sit back and go, hey, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened, smart guy? I got so many good ideas. So
what do you do?
Well, that's just it. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Free range him?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You're joking? That is a parenting
style.
Free range parenting.
Just put it on in the backyard like chickens?
Yes.
No structure.
No diaper either. Let them dump and wee wherever they're going to go.
Because my niece kind of did this because they're like hippies.
Free-range parenting.
Well, they're like really let the kids develop however they want to develop. And whatever ideas they have, she lets them do it. But they're super hippies and they're like, they have a goddamn donkey in their backyard and they live in Philadelphia.
And a horse.
But like, it's like they're very, you know, earthy.
I get what you're saying. Look, there is advice in this article. Yeah. It is not just all, here's why every parenting style is wrong. Hey. The big piece of advice they give.
What is that?
Quote, aim for balance.
Balance?
Yes. But the experts in this article don't really give you a good idea on how to do that.
That sounds like that diet tip when they go, everything in moderation. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
Right. It sounds easier than it is.
I can't eat one donut. I can't have a cocktail or a cigarette.
And if you are a parent who is worried about this stuff, how can I be sure raising my kids when I should be stern, when I should let things go, when I should be on them like a hawk, when I should back off and let them figure them out? And every time you screw up as a mom or dad, that is another traumatic thing they will be trying to sort out in their 30s and resenting you for.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not if that will happen. It is what you are doing to cause that to happen.
Yeah.
Right? How... After thousands of years of being human,
peoples,
yes, over a century of living in cities and towns that the way they are, schools, sports, social circles, after all of that, do we still have no idea how to raise our kids?
I mean, there's got to be one country or culture that gets it pretty right.
But how do you measure that?
Well, like,
let's say the kids are successful, but that just because they may be successful on paper doesn't mean they struggle with other things, right?
I mean, name the country.
Well, you always come up with these lists, the happiest country.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's like Denmark. It's like Finland. It's like countries nobody knows where the hell they are, but they're freaking cold.
Okay.
But they all seem to be attractive and good looking and happy, and they always come out high on these lists of like quality of life. Maybe their asses are doing it right.
But some people might see that as being unsuccessful because they're not making enough money, or you know what I mean? Like happiness, you should measure it that way, but... Some people might not.
I mean, yeah, name me one Danish NFL quarterback. You can't.
I'm pretty sure there was one of Danish descent. And by the way, I can think of two Danes pretty successful.
Go ahead.
Van Halen.
Oh, he was a great Dane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his brother, too. And they were born, they weren't even American.
Yeah, if there's definitely one thing you can say about Eddie Van Halen, he was a well-adjusted man.
Yeah. Those guitar riffs, fantastic.
He drove a tank to the lead singer of Limp Bizkit's house with a gun to get a guitar back that he left there.
That's a good parent.
That's a true story can Google, by the way.
That's good parent right there.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this article in front of us about how everything you are doing to parent your kid is wrong. And the idea is you got to aim for balance.
Make them tough.
Tell you how to do it. And how we haven't figured out how to raise kids.
I'm taking crap.
There is nothing else, Tommy, in this world we've been doing for this long that we don't understand.
Except banging, except making them.
But look, I mean, look, we know the basics of how the human body works and how to stay healthy, right?
Okay.
We know the basics of the scientific world around us, why the sun comes up, why the grass grows, how to get food from nature, right? We've built cars and air conditioning. We can stream shows. There are sodas without sugar in them. All of these things should be way more complicated than make this baby into a person.
Oh.
But they're not.
All right.
And I don't get it.
Well, some of it, you're kind of fighting your own DNA.
Yeah.
Like you're literally facing your own DNA trying to figure this thing out. You know what I mean?
But shouldn't that give us an advantage?
Apparently not.
But you don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
If you see it as a flaw, like if you don't know how to fix it in yourself, why would you know what to tell your kid to?
Okay, that's a good point.
Because everybody looks better in the mirror, right? You look at yourself in the mirror, you see something that isn't really there. And I think you do that with kids.
Yeah, man.
That kid is a little mirror.
Yeah, man.
And you go, yeah, he's just like me, man. I'm good. He's good.
Well, no, because like
he's
my old
tough,
man.
I'm tough.
My old man saw me as a mirror. He thought I was a complete jackass.
Well, he was right. He's one of the good ones.
I know, but you find me.
But he was also a jackass.
I know outwardly people like to project that their kids are nailing it. Like, yeah, I think most parents look at their kids and they worry. Why aren't they doing X? Why haven't they accomplished Y?
But you can also look at you can look at families that from the outside, they one environment. Same parenting skills, you end up with two completely polar opposite kids. How does that happen?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Look, I'm going through it right now.
One's in jail, one's in Harvard. How does that happen?
Harvard, and one's in Harvard jail.
Yeah. Nice jail.
I got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, right? They are two years apart, raised the exact same way in the exact same home by the exact same parents, and they could not be more different people.
Right.
And it blows my mind. It doesn't make sense.
But that's got to be something in the genes. It has to be because they both look at the same situation and came to a different conclusion, but they still have the same, they share DNA.
No, but
how did that happen?
They're the same person. They're the same gene. I don't know.
But they look at that and they come up with two different conclusions.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. I see you guys on hold. We got a ton of
don't have children.
Instagram message is coming in.
We need to knock it off.
Kimmy's nailing it right
She's
now.
She's smart. She's a smart kid.
Again, this article entitled "How to." No, I'm sorry. Where to go? It's essentially the best ways to raise your kids, and there is none because every parenting style they talk about, every parenting expert goes, "This is not the way to do it." Their advice is balance. Find a balance, but they also don't tell you how to find a balance. Nisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Easiest way to get us. Perhaps there is no right way to raise kids because every kid is different and responds differently to various styles. Sure, sure. That doesn't help me raise a well-adjusted kid.
Yeah.
Right?
And you got to think of all the things your kids are exposed to when you ain't around.
That too. Yeah, you only have so much control.
But I would like to think...
Like the second they get on a bus, it's over.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer is on CMF. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I am great. How are you this morning?
I am also great, Jennifer. Thank you.
Okay, so the issue with raising kids, okay, I have three. I have an 18-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-month-old.
Wait, stop.
You got an infant?
Damn.
You got an infant.
Yeah, I have an 18-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-month-old.
All right, Jennifer, be honest. Be honest, because, you know, look, we've all been
same
there.
Daddy?
Yes.
Okay, so about 18 months ago, the night got away from you? Is that what happened, Jennifer?
Yeah. So the 18-year-old, like, she was amazing. The first thing she did was color on the wall. She was perfect.
Okay.
The 7-year-old, he has ADHD, ODD, and he's autistic.
Well, at least he's learning his alphabet.
He's also down with OPP.
He's an old other way of handful.
Okay.
My 9-month-old, he's going to rule the world one day. He's a terror.
All right. So, Jennifer, having raised a child into adulthood, going through this again with the middle one, and now having this 9-month-old baby, what have you learned along the way that you're going to apply to this newest child?
No matter what you try to do, you're doing it wrong.
Okay.
That article is exactly right. You can do everything perfect. The child itself has to learn from what you're doing and watch what you are doing.
It does set an example, Patrick.
Well, no, that's not what... Okay, but yeah, but she's even in doing that, you're still going to screw the
baby,
kid
up. Baby, this is how you pay taxes.
Exactly.
This is how you take our trash out. Here, baby.
It's like I already screwed up with my 7-year-old. I'm a diehard Bills fan, and he likes the Patriots.
Okay, you're a terrible mother.
Jennifer, where did you go wrong? You're
a terrible mother. Can you call CPS, Kimmy, right now? Thank you. All right, so Jennifer, you've resigned yourself to the fact then that there's nothing you can do to create this child that you know will be successful.
Do your best.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not
helpful. Yeah, that's not helpful.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Sorry.
All right, well, good luck with your 18-month-old and your brand-new baby and the one in the middle.
You have a great one.
There goes Jennifer. 18 years old and a 9-month-old.
I mean, she also brings up, raising that 18-year-old, well, never mind. I guess you still had to deal with, just like the age difference, you could be dealing with different stuff as a parent. Like if you were a parent of raising somebody before like social media and smartphones
that.
Yeah. I mean, like that could look wildly different now if you have a kid almost 20 years later.
And an infant.
Yeah. You're going to have to change a lot of stuff about the way you parented that first
diapers
one.
And catch rags.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know it, bro. He's 18.
She. It was a daughter.
He said my daughter.
No,
she said
the son.
Son is
18.
The daughter was 18.
Yes.
And she's got catch rags.
Oh my God.
252 WCMF. Matthew. I'll get back to the phones in a second. I'm trying to run away from you as fast as possible.
Yes.
Matthew writes us.
I can still see you.
Stop it. I know you can't. Because cataracts, big ass bug eyes. Matthew writes on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, my mom sheltered my sister. She is very successful, but she's a douchebag socially, very self-absorbed.
All right, but she's a successful douchebag.
Matthew went out of his way to write a radio show, and his sister's a douchebag. Matthew, not resentful, which is good. Let's talk to Susan. Hey, Susan, how are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Okay, so I've called before, and I've either been called very nice by Kimmy or a crazy woman by Tommy.
That's usually how it goes, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a 34-year-old, a 31-year-old, and a 21-year-old.
Okay.
And I had to, like, with my daughter, my oldest one, I read every book there was. Granted, back then you didn't have Google look stuff up, so I read, like, what to do when you're expecting and how to raise this, how to do that, you know. And she is a very well-rounded individual. My son... He is too. My youngest one, she's a holy terror. I think I just kind of gave up because she just did whatever she wanted, but she was so young, she was a spoiled brat.
Okay.
But then I look at my oldest one that was spoiled too, and I kind of raised them individually based on their personality. My son was a wimp when he was little. Now he is definitely not. Both of my daughters have my personality, very outspoken.
Oh, grating.
You know.
Rough, gruff.
Not really rough. You know, they have a heart of gold, but they speak their mind. That's how I am. I would give my shirt off my back, but don't cross my children or my family.
Because her breasts are out. That's why. You don't want to do that. She took her shirt off.
Here's my sweaty blouse.
All right, so Susan, then you're coming back with the same advice from the first call. Everybody's different, and there's nothing you can do.
I mean, it's kind of like that. I was honest with my children. I told them, you know, what I did when I was young. I didn't lie to them. I put it out there and discussed. You know, this is why I would rather you not do this, because this can be bad. I was very open and honest with my two older ones and my youngest. But they're three different people. I mean, look at, you can raise six kids, and one could be a serial killer, and one could be a heart surgeon. You just
both use knives.
You have to go with their personality. It's important to pinpoint that when they're young. And you can see it. Anybody that's got kids can see the
person. You know what you're doing.
You know what you've done. All right, Susan, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
These people are no help.
Well, no, but I mean...
No help.
But they're not wrong, at least based on the experience I've had.
I know,
so
but
I
it's like...
I got out of what a lot of the moms have said is like, don't have such high expectations going into it, or like don't have that strict of a plan.
Have a low bar to clear.
Can't wait to get this little idiot out of me.
Because it's probably not going to go the way you think it's going to.
Right. Well,
by the way, that's also what every woman that you ever slept with said.
What's that?
Can't wait to get this little idiot out of me. I think if we're looking for I know, it was terrible, Kimmy. I think if we are looking for one red flag that you should be on the lookout in parents,
The size of serial killer kid?
In parents. Yeah. Right, because, you know, we go through this whole list of things that are red flags, and, you know, it's all debatable. One that is not, a mom or dad that is positive that they are raising their kid the right way.
They're nailing it.
Yes, they have no time for any outside criticism, no outside advice. That person always makes me super nervous.
Yeah.
Because every parent should be just a little worried that they are doing it all wrong.
I would just stay humble.
Yes,
you know?
yes, you hit it. There should be a doubt, even though your intentions were good, that you are handling every situation the right way. You should never think that you've done stuff right.
Okay.
And I also think it's normal to look to friends and family and places online.
I think that's where you screw up.
Looking for advice?
Yeah.
No,
because you get so, like right now, we've been bombarded by advice.
Yes.
And it's all over the place. What did it do you? Nothing.
No, but
you got to go at your own speed, your own pace, and your own logic.
I agree with you.
With these kids. Like, you start getting all these other people chiming in. I think it convolutes the situation.
No, but counterpoint to that, I mean, look, I'm not saying take advice from somebody and follow that to a T. I'm saying collect all the information you can. Look at it like painting a picture, right? There are a million different artists that create art in a million different ways, and there's not one way that we go, that's good art, right? I mean, I guess look at your kid as a sculpture or a picture.
Okay.
Sometimes a Picasso is beautiful. Sometimes give me a guy that paints, like, real pictures.
But statues don't flunk out of college or dent up your car.
You're right.
Or leave the stove on when you're not home.
Yeah, but there are also those weird-ass art installations you see in New York City where it's a guy standing next to a flower in a turtleneck, and it's called, like, persistence. Like, it doesn't make any sense, and it sucks. That's the kid that flunks out of college.
All right. I think you should leave people alone.
All right, look.
Because, like, it's common sense.
Man who raised no kids.
Right. But I think you got to use your own common sense to figure out what kind of kid you are.
Man with no common sense.
Every parent thinks they're using common sense.
Right. So let them be.
All right.
Because you're not, I bet you with all this information, you're never going to get this dynamite kid you think is going to show up.
No, but dynamite kids do exist. There are great people who
by
do great
accident,
things.
Man.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, it's DNA and a roll of the dice.
Like, that is you.
Kids are a casino.
I must have missed
with
that
batch.
Parenting style.
It's
DNA
Batch Casino,
the dice.
One of the worst James Bond movies of all time. Batch Casino. Wah, wah, wah.
When you're in, okay, I can't even.
Good luck following that up.
Yeah, and I'm trying to transition.
Think of like Sean Connery's batch.
You almost did. You call that a knife? I could feel it because you do the same impression. I felt it coming.
A batch.
That's not. It's Crocodile Dunn batch.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is paradise for a lot of people, Tommy.
What's that?
Well, if you're a fan of this, you pray the season goes as long as possible. But someone in this room is here to argue better weather will make for a worse situation at home.
Oh.
Relationships, Tommy, are all about expectations.
Yeah, quality time.
But when they expect you'll be around more for quality time come October,
yeah,
and you ain't, someone's going to have to pay the fiddler.
What you doing?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Good news for golfers.
Golfers.
This week, Monroe County announced they are reducing rates for the rest of the season at Gen Valley and the Churchville Golf Course.
Fantastic.
By the way, they've already dropped the prices at Durand Eastman. So now you can walk
all the public courses.
Yeah, you got it. You can walk 18 holes at Gen Valley for $11.
Damn.
It's less than a buck a hole.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you
want, what's your mom charge?
If you want a cart, it'll only hit you 25.
That's great.
Yeah. Hard to argue those rates.
Mm-hmm.
And it should keep golfers with this beautiful weather pouring out onto the course.
Let's start swinging.
You got it. In fact, the last couple of years, golfers have gotten to play longer than we're used to.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was awesome. Which someone in this room sees as more of a problem than a positive.
What's the problem?
I think this is bad for relationships. Because I think golfers, if you have kids, a wife, whoever, they have an idea of when that golf season's supposed to be. Like, that's supposed to be your summer weekend hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's extending into the fall, it now could be overlapping with other hobbies of yours. So let's say you sit down to watch the Bills every Sunday or whoever your team is. So now it's taking away multiple days from family time.
Think of, like, this Sunday. You can get 18 and see the game.
Yeah, and then on Monday, get a U-Haul to get all your stuff out of the
I
house.
I would guess that, done. Yeah, somebody in that house is going to be a little pissed.
All right.
And annoyed because this hobby was supposed to end in September.
Kimmy brings up a great point.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To the golfers of the greater Rochester area listening to this show, when does your partner expect that you're shutting it down for the season? Because to Kimmy's point, if they expect after October 1st that the Saturdays and Sundays are going to be free and all of a sudden you have the opportunity to keep going, are the potential issues at home worth the fun and freedom you have at whatever course you're playing?
Never let your family affect your game. That's what Arnie and Jack always said.
Yeah.
Keep them separate.
Yeah, the professionals.
Yeah. And look at those two guys. Top of the game.
Like, to all of you folks that can hear us, I'm asking a serious question.
Right.
Do you weigh how much you're going to pay with your partner versus how much fun a little more golf is going to be?
But if you're a golf nut, you got to love it, man. I mean, you're getting extra golf.
Yeah.
And in an area where, and we got a ton of, I mean, this is a really, it's a golfing community for a place that gets feet of snow every year, right?
100%.
And these are like gifts from the golf gods.
Look, every.
Why not go? Your family will be there when you get home.
Bro.
It's the same family whether you walk in the door
golf
at
is
5
not
o'clock
a short
or 8
activity.
O'clock.
You're usually spending the day golfing.
Yeah. It's worth it, buddy.
You says man who's been
pretty girls bringing you beers around.
Multiple times.
You could smoke out there,
you don't
man.
Even golf.
I don't. I'm jealous of golfers.
I don't want to be around my wife.
No, but I'm jealous of golfers, man. Like, it looks like, I know it sucks, but every time I see it, I go, man, that looks like so cool.
Okay, bro, like you sit here and you
so cool.
You sit here and you talk so tough. You ain't got the balls to look at your wife and be like, listen, I'm going here and forget golf, whatever
I know.
It is. I'm going out and there's nothing you're gonna say to me to stop it.
I know,
it.
Yeah. I know. But I know guys that do. I know guys that don't even ask.
I know, and
like, it's just like, this is what's happening.
But you know those guys are pieces of crap.
Yeah, but they're happy pieces
gotta
of crap.
Gotta be tough on their marriage.
What I always say, A-holes always have their weekends free.
Yeah, and then 20 years.
Very, very free.
Look down the road at 20 years with those A-holes and where they're living.
They're on dialysis.
Bro, I got to be honest with you. There were a lot of guys that looked really cool 20 years ago, and now they're sleeping in race car beds, and they're doing shows that nobody listens to.
Yeah, but it's a race car bed. It looks pretty cool.
Unless this is a hobby you're doing together, it's going to annoy your partner.
What's worse, though? The partner activity or the lone activity?
I love my wife, so I want to spend as much time with her as possible.
Ooh. Yeah, but even my wife, like, she thinks we're going to have fun, and I know she ain't digging it, man.
Well, yeah, because you're there, but if she had another husband.
But she invited me.
Okay.
I was surprised. My husband and I, last year or the year before, we were at a wedding at a golf course in November, and there were still guys out there golfing.
It was
a nicer day, but I was just like, I couldn't believe that people there, that it was still that busy and guys were out there.
I'm always surprised, like, you don't golf with your old man.
My husband's tried to get me to golf. I'm really bad at it, and I just have this fear. Like, I don't want to be, I know all, like, the unwritten rules of the golf course, and I don't want to hold other people up. It just doesn't sound like, it sounds like something is going to be stressful for me.
Yeah, but I mean, you're bad at radio, and you hold us up, and you keep coming in every day. Here's a punchline to that joke.
I'm not going to get over it.
Three times this week. You've done it three times. You did it this morning.
Well, I shouldn't see your punchline ahead of it.
We do the show every day. It's a new audience every 12 minutes. It's okay to recycle some punchlines.
Yeah, I'm not writing stuff.
You didn't write stuff when you did comedy.
I didn't write when I was writing.
That's what I just said. 252 WCMF. Monroe County dropping the prices at the public courses as fall comes in. But we're getting beautiful weather here.
Oh, my God.
77 today. Sunny. You can get in 18 as soon as you get off of work if you want
to. Damn.
But Kimmy brings up a great point.
You need to go home.
Look.
What do you compromise, I guess, if you are somebody that keeps going?
Well, you'd have to give up any other thing that you have, right? And if you don't have anything else, well, then you're SOL. Look, man, you keep bringing up this whole, like, freedom and you know, go have the fun while you can. Golf is a game where you keep score.
Yes, you do.
And we like to think that in our relationships, we don't keep score. But that is a lie.
Mm.
We also like to think that if your partner gives you the green light to go out and do it, there will not be any problems down the road. That is also a lie. And to be clear, I don't blame someone for saying go and have fun, only to be later frustrated or exhausted dealing with the kids or the stuff around the house or the other obligations.
All bags up.
Right? It is only human nature. But as a man or a wife, well, a husband or a wife, whatever it is you do.
A man wife.
When you go to your partner and go, hey, I want to do this, and they go have fun, you do have to look down the road and go, even with the approval, what am I going to pay for this?
But is it worth it? Is October and November golf worth whatever pain is going to happen first of the year?
I am finding as I get older, whatever it is I want to do that I'm getting out of other things to do, is not worth what I'm paying down the road.
But that's kind of the deal, though. That's the trade-off.
Yeah.
So, and some guys have a high tolerance for, like, marriage pain.
Or they just are oblivious to what's going on in their marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say that like that's fine.
No, but I knew those guys. I was friends with those guys.
Yes, and you talk about what giant pieces
I know,
of crap.
And how their marriages were all failing.
But I do miss those guys.
Okay.
You know, bad people, but... fun.
He misses them because they're all living in singles apartments and they can't afford to go out anymore.
The best part of this is you screwed up multiple marriages without being a golfer and without having those hobbies.
Yeah, but he kept putting it in the wrong hole. Folks. Yo, Dad, go across the line.
Talk about your mother like
how did 252 WCMF, we got folks waiting on hold. Rich
That's
writes
how you
us.
Get a guy to go right into the trap.
Rich writes
the
us.
The mama trap.
Instagram.
Old Sandy and Hot.
Duffy at WCMF. Yeah. He says, fortunate enough to have a wife who is understanding. When my buddy texts me asking if I want to golf, my wife knows I'm going to go, always tells me to have fun and enjoy. After golf, it's then on me to make it up to her, take her out to dinner, movie, whatever she wants. So that
man is a goddamn fool.
Why?
Because read the first part of that again.
Okay, going back to Rich.
The first part.
Fortunate enough to have a wife who is understanding, and when my buddy...
Stop. Right there. Every guy we ever knew that said that, we watched it blow up in their face.
That's the argument I just made.
Yeah, but
you.
I'm saying, like, yes. But I understand that, like, the guys just say
she's
that out loud.
She's understanding for now.
Yeah, she ain't understanding.
Okay, but he says, look, I think he pulls an interesting move that guys don't consider.
What's that?
Making it up to them without them asking.
Well, okay, well, you got to step up.
Yes.
Right? Like, if you
throw a steak at him, that'll shut her up.
It shows you're acknowledging that this is an inconvenience.
Nah, give her a purse. Let her go shopping. That'll keep her quiet.
Or spend time with her.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to a giant Casanova.
Oh, Mr. Casanova.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Teddy. How are you?
G- good. Listen, I love the Adrian Eastman, but the smell is disgusting. I haven't even played over there this year. Usually I play twice a week over there, but this year I haven't gone over there because the smell is disgusting.
Okay. Okay, Teddy.
Thanks for the update. Yeah, here's your stinky golf update.
Teddy, are you still playing now?
I play twice a week, and then I still have two jobs. How's that?
Okay, great. You're awesome. How does your wife feel about it?
My wife? She doesn't have any choice. I tell him I'm going out. I enjoy my life.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah. If there's one guy you're not going to want to lose as a woman, it's Teddy. You're going to do everything he says.
I think... I do think this is a hobby that benefits you the older you get, because chances are she just wants you out of the house for a little while.
Yeah, we talked about
this is post-kids. Like, when your kids are out and you're getting older and she just wants some time to herself to watch her shows or do whatever, she's happy to have you out of the house 2 days a week.
You're exactly right, Kimmy, because we've been married for 39 years. If you're home with her, it's just nothing but fighting, just like everybody else. Right, Tommy?
I don't fight. I give up.
Well, no, look. I mean,
I'm a quitter.
We talk to Teddy 3 times a week. I want him to go golfing right now.
Right.
Teddy.
Tommy, I like to offer Tommy, come golf with me. I'll pay everything a day. In fact, if you want becoming my caddy for one day, I'll give you $500.
I got to be Teddy's caddy?
He does have a caddy outfit on right now.
Yeah, it's true.
$500 for 4 hours, Tommy, if you want becoming my caddy.
Bro, that's half your annual salary. Teddy, thanks, buddy. Enjoy your golf. You know, it's funny, too. Tommy's about to make his picks here on a football Friday.
Yeah.
It's not just golf that's been taking up more time. The Bills the last couple of years have been a major point of contention in some relationships.
Oh, sure.
Because for 17 years in Western New York, football season ended the last week of December.
Mm-hmm.
You can set your watch to it. The last 7 years, the Bills are playing in the last week of January. God willing, this year, we're playing February football. Kimmy, that has to be causing problems, right?
You would think.
And what makes football worse is golf is not going to extend into Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No, of course not.
Football absolutely does.
Yeah.
And the later you go with football, the more important the games get, the more significant the events you are missing with your family, right? I mean, the good news with both the Bills and golf in the greater Rochester area, it is so ingrained in our DNA that maybe we get more leeway for it than other places would.
Because she maybe was raised in a house where this was the norm.
Bingo. I mean, you go out and look at any golf course, it's what? It's true.
It has always been like
no.
That?
Look, okay,
golf and football.
My youngest has asked me to take her to the driving range a couple times this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. It just came out of nowhere.
Well, because she's playing tennis. Tennis and golf kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, let's pick the most expensive damn things.
Yeah.
I don't know where, like...
Well, hockey's still more expensive.
Yes, but like, okay, does somebody want to play soccer? Anybody? But like, when we go to like, there's that Big Oak driving range.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm. It's
right by Ide.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Men and women. It's half men and women.
Yeah.
So like, you know, we sit here and we make this joke about husbands going golfing. It's possible that there are guys sitting at home with their kids when their wives are saying, "I'm going golf with my friends."
Okay, all right. And, ladies are swinging too. Maybe.
And same with the Bills games.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, half the audience is chicks.
Exactly. So
those hobbies could affect both sides.
Yeah. Everyone's miserable.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bills, Patriots in prime time.
Wow.
Sunday Night Live right here on 96.5 WCMF. Tommy coming off a 2-3 week.
A little rough week, but I'm ready.
And this is a difficult week because of the turnover on that Patriots roster. Brand new head coach, whole bunch of brand new players.
A lot of new faces.
And
tough.
And you've watched zero Patriots football this year.
Yes.
Because they have not played in any primetime game.
Yeah.
Okay. So this should be fun.
Mm. This shouldn't be fun. This shouldn't be fun for you, Patrick.
Is there an echo in here?
Yeah, I don't know. Something's
no, we're not sending your mother's vagina right
does
now.
Does it make... Shut up.
Well, it's very hollow and big.
I would... There are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under. I'll take that. 210 yards passing.
Ooh.
For Patriots quarterback Drake May. As uncomfortable as it's been watching this Bills defense in the first 4 weeks, they have a pretty amazing streak going.
What's that?
No quarterback this season has passed for over 209 yards against
them. Okay, so they got the pass figured out.
That's exactly what Lamar Jackson had opening night. Even more amazing, in the last 3 weeks, no quarterback has thrown for more than 150 yards against them.
So they got that figured out.
Well, here's the thing. You could argue it's because the pass defense is good. You could also argue that the teams have been so effective gashing us with the run game, they're not going to throw the ball.
Okay.
The key there, the Patriots have been struggling in the run department.
Ooh.
They are in the bottom 10 in the NFL, and their starting running back has got a bad case of fumbleitis.
This is all coming our way, buddy.
Well, that is unless they're able to pass on us. Just so you know, Patriots quarterback Drake May is averaging 250 yards a game.
Mayday. And yeah. That's what they call him, Mayday. Mayday Malone.
They call Drake May Mayday Malone.
Yes. Hmm. After the Cheers character.
In four games, he has gone under 210 yards passing one time.
Oh.
Tommy, over under 210 yards passing.
Passing.
For Patriots quarterback Drake May.
So you told me, it looks like all the guys are coming back, right?
So yeah, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, AJ Epinesa.
The crew is all back. Come on. This kid ain't got a chance.
No, but I would argue that Ed Oliver and Matt Milano coming back benefits them in the run game, that they will be forced to throw the ball more.
Okay.
With those guys.
But they figured out the pass game.
No.
So they're going to shut it down.
What?
Yeah, they got it all figured out. Everybody's back. This defense should be ready to go on all cylinders. Do you agree? Everybody's back. Everybody's healthy.
No, I mean, I would like them to be ready to go.
100% they're back quite yet.
Yeah, they've been practicing. Yeah. Not.
But they should be on the field.
Again, they've been limited. No, we don't know. They've been practicing. They haven't practiced the last 3 weeks. It's better this week, the odds, than they were last week.
Okay. Well, I'm going with they're all going to be back.
Okay.
Band is back together, and this kid ain't got a shot. A goddamn shot. So what's your yardage? 200 yards?
210.
210. Yeah. Over under 210 yards passing for Drake May.
Yeah, this idiot child ain't getting no 200 yards on prime time. He's not even ready for prime time, man. Not even close.
So to be clear.
Yeah, to be clear.
You are under.
That's a backstreet.
You are under
200. It's going to be a theme here today.
Oh, my God. You're under 210 yards.
Well, you got to change it up a little.
Yeah.
Drake May. That's what you're under?
Yeah.
Okay. Our second pick for Tommy.
Yeah, what's that?
Over under. Mm-hmm. 100 yards rushing.
Ooh.
For Bills running back James Cook.
Kid's on fire.
He's on a heater. He was named yesterday the AFC Offensive Player of the Month.
God damn. That's 30 days of prime time in it.
He's playing the best ball of his career. Yeah. Fun fact, James is averaging exactly 100 yards rushing a game.
Zachary.
He has gone over 100 on the ground in three straight games, mm-hmm. and it sure as hell feels like, Kimmy, they're happy to keep handing him the rock.
Yeah, why not?
The problem, however.
Ooh, what's the problem, Patrick?
The Patriots might have the best rushing defense in the league.
In the league?
In the league. They went
Shut
out.
Shut that down.
They went. Thank you, Kimmy. They went off in the offseason, went out in the offseason and spent a fortune to plug the run.
Right.
And it worked. The Patriots
but
are.
They, well, who have they played?
Well, they've played the Dolphins, who gashed
suck.
Us. Well, no, they ran on us.
Dolphins suck.
I forget who else. But.
Jets suck.
They're only allowing 77 yards rushing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the entire team. Not like the opposing running back. The entire opposing team has only rushed for 77 yards on average. Entire teams are not getting 100
okay,
yards.
Okay.
Does James Cook have what it takes to keep the train a-rolling? Maybe break off a big one, which would help?
It's all he needs.
Or is this the week we see old-school Josh coming out and chucking it around the yard? Over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You're telling me this kid can't get 100 goddamn yards.
To rush for 100 yards in
There's
four
straight games. There's nothing in this league for this kid.
It's not true. To rush for 100 yards in four straight games is a
impossible.
Tall task.
Impossible.
No, I'm not saying impossible.
It's a mountain.
It doesn't happen.
That's just Jim Brown. I used to run like a man. No knee pace, straight up the middle. He's going out of bounds. They hit a guy.
No knee pace, taste after strudel. What did you say? Stop that.
I don't know.
Stop. You're going to hurt yourself. No, listen to me.
What?
I'm listening. It's rare that a running back goes over 100 yards rushing in four straight games. Like, just the law of averages says.
It can't happen, Pat. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So what's your pick?
What's your pick, Pat? Yeah, of course I'm taking the over. This Patriot team is nothing.
Again, they might have the best rush defense in the NFL.
Might.
They're 77 yards a game.
A game, Pat.
Okay.
That's not 100. That's less than 100. By many, many points. And numbers.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over.
Over.
100 yards rushing for James Cook. Mm. Tommy tells it like it is. Most frustrating in the world edition.
Yep.
He is under 210 yards passing for Drake May.
Yeah.
He is over 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your third pick?
Yeah, of course I'm ready.
Over under.
Yeah, we're over.
4.5 catches for Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Ooh.
He's back.
Yeah.
First time back in Orchard Park since the trade to Houston last season. And so far, he's been relatively quiet.
Yeah.
That is, with the exception of last week against the Carolina Panthers, where he caught 6 balls for 101 yards.
And they're a terrible team.
They are.
So all he's got to do is catch the ball?
Catch it with 4.5.
He's just got to touch it.
So he is at, no, he has to catch it.
I get it. He got to catch the ball.
Stephon Diggs is averaging almost exactly 4.5 catches a game.
Okay.
The Bills' passing defense keeps quarterbacks from getting deep on them. That's why the yardage is so low. Mm. But they do allow a lot of short completions. And I wanted to stop for a second.
Yeah, I would like, yeah.
I think you overestimate how many catches wide receivers have in NFL games. Because we'll do 4.5, 5.5, and you're immediately like, oh, it's only 5.
Yeah.
That's a lot of catches in a game.
5 catches, 3-hour game, you grabbed the ball 5 times, call yourself a professional.
Does Stephon Diggs come back in Orchard Park with a chip on his shoulder?
Well, you know he does.
Knowing what this crowd has in store for
him,
does that drive him to success? Or does the Bills' defense go out of their way to prove a point and shut down this guy who forced his way off this roster over under 4.5 catches for Stephon Diggs?
I think he's going to be screaming for the ball, so I think he would get over. I think he'd get 5.
Well, you can scream for the ball and not get it. You can scream for the ball
and
drop the ball.
Or the
coverage. I mean, the kid's good. I'm not going to say this kid can't catch a ball.
He was good. I don't know how good he still is.
Yeah,
he's
but you see, I can't take anything from you because you hate this kid so much. Your takes are tainted.
All right, I'll give
you. You have a tainted take.
Whoa, tainted take. I'll give you unbiased straight facts.
No, you can't.
No, right now, I'll give it to you.
You can't.
I'll give it to you.
I can get it from Kimmy, but not you.
He's coming off a major knee injury. Yeah. He was a free agent for 2 months before a team took a chance on him.
Also consider who's throwing him the ball.
Mayday.
Drake Mayday Malone, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Patriots quarterback / 1940s World War II ace. Drake Mayday Malone.
Yeah, I'm taking it. I think the kid could get 5 balls.
Okay.
Wait, he's good.
Oh, you're going the over. It's amazing.
I also
it's amazing
like
how
him.
He gets one idea in his head 7 years ago.
I like the kid.
Why do you? He's a piece of crap.
No, he's not.
He's a piece of crap.
Because he's smooth and he's cool.
Like,
that's what he wants you to think.
Yeah. He's smooth.
Well, what piece of crap? I mean, off the field, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, other than that video we have of him handing drugs to women on a ball cap. Sorry, a baggie of white powder to women. Say, hey, go.
He's
no, it was pink.
A party.
It was pink.
It was pink.
Pink.
Yeah, it was. Nobody really knew what it was.
All right, so
anyways,
sounds like
not
fun,
that it
though.
Matters.
To be clear, because
pink Coke?
Because you think he's cool.
It's like,
why does that matter?
It's like cocaine with Kool-Aid.
It matches his outfit. That's why he gets excited. You're over 4.5 catches for Stephon Diggs.
I like Stephon Diggs. I know you hate him, but I don't hold grudges and I don't want to be. I don't want to be negative.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You don't
want to be negative.
You don't hold any grudges. Took you 3 weeks to call a guy after he's on the air for 30 years.
I didn't call my text.
The Bills have been massive favorites the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
This week, they are only 8.5 point favorites.
Jesus Christ.
How ridiculous is that?
Man.
Now, they're still over a touchdown favorite, and it's a full 8, but it's a full 8 points less than they were last week. Just so you know. The Bills have not covered the spread in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But getting those bodies back, if they're back, could help.
Everybody's healthy, buddy.
And it's the first non-double-digit spread we've seen since opening day. Do the Bills win?
Ooh.
And if so, is it by 9 points or more?
Hmm. Well, of course, you know, I'm taking the Bills to win this game. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, farther afield, moving farther afield.
Shut up.
The question is the point spread.
9 or 8.5, so they have to win by 9.
Right. So I think they've got that covered,
okay.
The coverage. Uh-huh. You know, because don't forget, their two biggest threats, the kid with no shoes and Diggs, they know these guys.
Okay.
They know their style.
Matt Collins led the Bills in touchdown catches.
And they know Matt Collins.
No, I'm just letting you know. He led the Bills in touchdown catches.
And the defense, you know, worked out against this kid, so they know him.
Okay.
You know, maybe he's got shoes now. I don't know. Maybe they're paying him well. So, yeah, I think they cover that. I think they got that.
All right, so just 9 points.
Well, you're asking me anything beyond 9 points.
Yes. Stupid thing you're going to say so we can move on with the show.
I think they will do more than 9 points.
Uh-huh.
Which would make that, because we say 10
uh-huh.
is a bona fide, what's the word I'm looking for?
I can't remember what the word is right what's now.
My mind.
I'm so frustrated. Hey,
this is your word.
Bail out, baby. It's going to be a Mayday Malone. Get me out of this goddamn building and back to Cheers in Boston. Blew out.
Why do we do this new every week? Why do we just play what we did week one? Because it's always the same damn...
Game.
Okay.
All right.
So just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap a rule here. Put a big old capper on it.
It's about to get worse, by the way.
Big old capper on it.
Tommy is over. No, excuse me. Let me try this again. Tommy is under 210 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. He is over 100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. He is over 4.5 catches for Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 8.5, and he has them winning in a blue, so that'll do.
I think we got it there, buddy.
Yep. Just after 9, our good friends from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, not so fast. Blow out, buddy.
Who saw that coming?
Hussa.
Hussa, what are you doing, karate? Hussa.
I think this Patriots team is going to get their asses handed to them. And I think Stephon Diggs is going to be humiliated.
Okay.
And I think he's going to show.
He's going to make
a scene. Stephon Diggs is going to make a scene.
Okay.
Because he's not going to be happy. I think he's going to have a little bit of a mini meltdown on the sidelines during this game.
So you have him going over five catches.
Five catches is nothing. He can have five catches for barely any yards.
He could have five catches.
And Robert Kraft ain't going to take that crap.
Oh, he's not?
He's going to march his ass back down there and make him apologize.
Apologize for what?
To Josh Allen for his behavior. And try to, like, make amends, maybe apologize for his behavior on the field. I think Stephon Diggs is going to get humiliated. And I think it's going to show, and I think he's going to have a little come-to-Jesus moment with
Josh.
You had
Robert Kraft coming.
Kraft's going to make him go down there.
Okay, all right, great.
Get your ass down on that field, son.
There it is.
And knock that crap off. Down out of the field.
Danger and Ryan.
Bobby Orr wouldn't whack like that. Wouldn't
whack
like that.
Just after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, what's going on?
Mike Danger. Ryan.
Oh, the Wad Squad?
Set your phone alarm to see what Boston thing Ryan is this week. Ryan, Tommy predicted a giant bowl of baked beans, which is he is.
No, chowder.
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 He is a giant bowl of chowder just walking around in general.